There is the fragrance of the grace of God that is present here today. And if you are baptized in the Holy Spirit, we want to exercise our spirits for the next 2 minutes. Just forget about your neighbor. Forget about the person by your side. And let us just speak in the Holy Spirit in the next 2 minutes. In the next 2 minutes. As we gain ascendancy. Forget about the person sitting close to you. It's your time alone with God. It's your moment alone with God. It's your moment, as it was for Adam in the garden when the Lord visited him in the cool of the day. It's your moment. As you mount up with wings like eagles. It's your moment. It's your moment. It's your moment alone with Him. It's your moment. Osai kompela mahata. Presto pela is of Santoria. It's your moment. Your moment alone. Seize the moment. Iskopela Monselia, Capresta Potaman. Pole Monsetro Presto Villa Mahadale. I come as Santa Babore Cabellas. Make your connection this morning. Make that vital connection. We glorify you. We magnify you. Oh, you are at liberty in our midst to do that which you please. Descend among us with intensity. Take away from us that which hinders you. Break every hardened heart. Give us what? A heart of flesh. So that it will be easy for us to yield when you call us. When you beckon upon us. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray. Amen. Now, you may be seated, or shall just leave those people. They are still just allow them to Yesterday morning we began a lecture, and that lecture is designed for people that are in active involvement in the labor of the gospel. And so we want to continue from where we stopped yesterday. Just in case you were not in the lecture, you will need to get the tape to update yourself on the issues that we have addressed so far. We're talking about the two basic utensils of the kingdom of God that are made available to any functionary of God that is intended to extend the influence of the gospel, the influence of Christ, in a territory. Hallelujah. So we looked on the utensil of power and compared it with authority. Now, Usher, can you move this brother? Move him to the back
so that he can have his moment. Amen. Yeah, that guy, the guy that is, we need some quiet in the front. Okay, come with me. Let's go back to, we saw that power, the first thing about power we saw yesterday is that power is gift-based. Power is gift-based. And we contrasted it with authority that is relationship-based. We said power is gift-based and authority is relationship-based. Are you there? So you didn't do anything to qualify for power, but you would do something to qualify for authority. And part of the reasons why people still seek the occult, they still seek the sangomas, is because we that are Christians lack power. We lack authority. Meanwhile, Jesus, in his own perspective, revealed that if we are going to prosecute natural life, we will need the utensil of power. Because you will need the supernatural to prosecute natural life. For those of you that have not invested in your spirit sufficiently for the tributary of power to ooze out of your life, I assure you, you are under manipulation even now. It will take power to prosecute your destiny. It will take power to achieve actualization. That dream that God has put on your heart, in order for you to actualize it, you will need power to do so. Because there will be forces from the kingdom of darkness that will want you to end up contrary to that which God has intended. And you will need to wield the scepter of power in order for you to insist upon that which is your ordination in God. All right, that's a summary. We are going to go to the next point. Power is, you know, I told you to draw a chart yesterday. You put power here, you put authority here. Okay. Second point is that power is noisy. Power is boisterous. Anytime power moves, it creates noise. It's explosive. Hallelujah. I say hallelujah. All right, let's turn to the book of Acts chapter 5, Acts chapter 8. Acts chapter 8, beginning from verse number 5. So we'll do the theoretical part for about 35 minutes, and then we'll do the practical part where we get to demonstrate the things that we are talking about, so that you can verify and see how it actually is. And the reason for the demonstration is to encourage you, because the idea is that in a short while you should begin to operate like that. Right? So the days of the big preacher, those days are gone. These are the days of the saints, where everyone is equipped to function in full capacity. And that's why we're doing what we're doing. Okay? Now, in the book of Acts chapter 8, beginning from verse number 5, the Bible says, then Philip went down to the city of Samaria and preached Christ unto them. And the people with one accord gave heed unto those things which Philip spake, hearing and seeing the miracles which he did. Now, somebody needs to underline hearing and seeing. You see, most of you will conclude that when the miraculous is on display, what is obtainable is only that which you see, but there's an audio aspect of the performance of the Holy Spirit. The Bible says that the people heard and what? And saw. Then verse 7, the Bible says, for unclean spirits crying with a loud voice came out of many that were possessed with them, and many taken with palsies that were lame were healed. Now, so in the atmosphere of power, we have a lot of noise. It is boisterous. It is explosive. And you will experience people crying out with a loud voice. It is power that orchestrates that kind of activity. So power is not something that you can have and conceal in the pocket. Because the moment it comes out, it is explosive in nature. And just in case you say that you are pious, you are sacramental, you are sanctimonious in nature, you are a gentle guy, all right? There is no way you can handle this utensil with gentility, because it's a marketing device. It is through power we market Jesus. So just like there is a product in town in the heart of Gaborone, and you want everyone in Botswana to become acquainted with the product, you will need to do some form of advertisement. And the kind of advertisement we do in the kingdom in order to put Jesus in the spotlight so that everyone will know that humanity has a basic need, and the basic need of humanity can only be met by a personality called Jesus. In order for us to attract our world to Jesus, we will need an explosive device. And power is noisy. Hallelujah. Power is noisy. Power is boisterous. Power creates attention. You see, are you still there? But authority is different. When you go to the other side of your chart, authority is judicial in nature. Authority is not noisy. It follows the course of a judicial system. The impact of authority is seen in the execution of justice. So when someone is equipped with authority, he functions like a law enforcement agent. You know, the duty of a law enforcement agent is to check for illegalities. Just in case there is a theft in the neighborhood, you will need to report to a law enforcement agent that comes and investigates, and he has the statutory empowerment by the constitution of the land to apprehend the culprit and to make such a culprit face the wrath of the justice of the land. Now, there are a lot of illegalities that are taking place in the lives of so many people in the world today. And part of the reasons why God wants to equip you with authority is so that you can function as a law enforcement agent. Are you there? Whereas power is a noisy instrument of advertisement, whereas power is an explosive device that has the capacity to attract attention. Authority is judicial. It's an instrument of law enforcement. And I need to show you a scenario in the Bible that will give you a very good premise to understand the concept that I'm trying to introduce to you. If you are still with me, say amen. For your information, I have changed my message for the evening so that to a very simple one, so that we can follow. Alright? So, the Lord will help us. Very simple. Someone come with me to the book of Luke, chapter 11. You know, I actually would have desired that we had more time. Even though it is not available, I desired so that we can break the Bible into its constituent parts and then pick them and begin to couple them spare part by spare part. Then you will now. But I don't have the time for that. But at least we will start. Okay? And then the build up will take place. And then you will know your left from your right. And because of the practical sessions, we afforded the opportunity to know how the movement of the Holy Spirit actually is experientially, so that you will know where to look and how to find the handle with which you can demonstrate the intent of God. All right? So what we're trying to do is not just to give you knowledge. I also teach you how to do the thing. And a few people might catch it, and if you don't catch it, it's no longer my fault, okay? In the book of Luke chapter 11, Luke chapter 13, sorry, beginning from verse 11, we see authority at work. Luke chapter 13, verse 11. And behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years, and was bowed together, and could in no wise lift up herself. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him, and said unto her, Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. And he laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight and glorified God. And the ruler of the synagogue answered with indignation, because that Jesus had healed on the Sabbath day, and said unto the people, There are 6 days in which men ought to walk, and in them therefore come and be healed, and not on the Sabbath day. And the Lord answered him and said, Thou hypocrite, doth not each one of you on the Sabbath lose his ox or his ass from the stall and lead him away to watering? Ought not this woman, being a daughter of Abraham, whom Satan has bound low these 18 years, been loosed from this bound on the Sabbath day? Are you there with me? Now, this was a scenario when Jesus performed the miracle, and the custodians of revelatory powers challenged Jesus for healing on the Sabbath day. So Jesus had to explain and justify his actions. In explaining and justifying his actions, we now have an insight into that which was actually going on from the perspective of normal social life. Okay? Now, this was Jesus's. Meanwhile, let us check the diagnosis. Because Jesus was operating as a law enforcement agent in this particular piece of scripture. And the diagnosis was that there was a spirit of infirmity that was responsible for the woman's condition. And the medical name for the woman's condition is the curvature of the spine. The curvature of the spine. Orthopedic doctors have a lot of explanation to make about what results in that condition in the woman. But when Jesus analyzed the situation, he did not bring all the medical explanations about the situation. He traced it to a spirit that was hidden in the realm of the spirit, whose impact was manifested in the situation of the woman. Are you with me? That was the diagnosis of this situation. Now, I would like to bring to your knowledge the fact that the devil can be very diligent. Imagine that the spirit of infirmity that was behind the woman's curvature of the spine never went on a tea break, never went to take fresh air for 18 years, just solidly behind the affliction, and you will even think it is natural because it is consistent. unknown to you, there is a spirit that is behind that situation, and the spirit is so diligent that he never gave the woman a break. How I wish the spirit was so considerate that on the woman's birthday, the spirit would just allow her, and then she'll just be straight, you know, and she'll move around and say, okay, normally when it's my birthday, there's improvement. For 18 years, she was in that condition. Are you there? All right, so Jesus now came into the temple, into the synagogue, and Jesus looked upon the woman and said, woman, you are loosed of your infirmity. Can you see? It is judicial. This is the verdict of the justice system of heaven. You are being held illegally in this bondage and have been sent as a law enforcement agent to declare your release. See, that's authority. So the moment Jesus exercised the authority, the implication was that the spirit behind the situation was displaced and the woman became straight. Okay? Then the custodians of the synagogue now began to accuse Jesus for operating in error and not recognizing the authority of the Sabbath day. So Jesus had an opportunity to provide justification for his actions. Are you with me? We will not do deep revelations again. We'll just do normal flat ones for the next many years. For now. So Jesus had to provide justification for his actions. And part of his justification was that he accused the same person accusing him that if you have an ox that is in your house, don't you lead the ox from the stall to watering on the Sabbath day? The reason why there was no answer is because all of them do that on the Sabbath day. Then Jesus now said, ought not, that's your ox. But this one, ought not this woman who being a daughter of Abraham, that's the ground. It is illegal for any child of Abraham to be bound. Now, you know, most of you don't take time when you read scriptures like that. You don't go back to the Old Testament to see the commitment that God has decided to make for the children of Abraham. In fact, one of the commitments that God made for his people was that there will be no drought in their land. Do you know the position of the where Israel is in the Middle East? Think about it. In fact, in order to generate artificial rain, Dubai, they fly gallons of chemicals into the sky. And when there is a little cloud, they shoot it into the cloud and force it, force rain. That's how dry that place is. And because of the nature of the location, God told them that it is only sin that can make the heavens to become brass unto you. That as long as you keep covenant with me, I will bring not just the former rain, I will also bring the later rain. So there are two, you know, we have just one rainy season in Botswana. In a year, you have just one rainy season. Oh, are you confused about that too? You are not sure? Oh, okay, sorry about the question. It's okay. So, in Nigeria, we just have one rainy season in a year. And there are times where you can be sure that there will be no rain. So you can put some things outside and leave them outside because there is no rain that is going to come. But you see, those guys are not even entitled to rain at all. But because of their covenant with God, God promises them two seasons of rainfall in 1 year. So there are many things God has promised these people. Because they are descendants of a person that was in covenant relationship with God. One of those things that God promised them was that you guys cannot be bound. If you see what God told Joshua when he was about to take over from Moses, he said, no man shall be able to stand before you all the days of your life. It doesn't matter your equipment, your artillery, your weapons. If it comes to warfare, no man will be able to stand before you. And that was actualized. That means anytime they lost a battle, it means they need to inquire from God what went wrong. Because we have a commitment from heaven that guarantees that when we go out for battle, there is no other way the outcome will be other than the fact that we'll come back victorious. Now, there are a lot of things, and when you study your Bible, you will see a lot of things that God decided to step out of his way to commit himself to them to always perform and to always actualize. And one of them was that you will not be bound. Bondage in any form, slavery in any form, is not your destiny. You were born free and you will live free. Hallelujah. And here is this woman that Satan has violated. She's been living outside of the commonwealth of the blessings that God has bestowed upon the people. And she's been living so illegally. It's an illegal condition for 18 years. If you could take your ox from the stall and lead your ox to watering, and your ox doesn't have any covenant with Abraham, how much more this daughter of Abraham that Satan has bound low these 18 years? Those are justifications of someone that is a law enforcement agent. It's telling you that the illegality has been sustained for 18 years, and I just came in my capacity as a law enforcement agent with a judicial handle to set her at liberty. Are you there now? So authority is judicial in nature. Power is explosive in nature. Power is an instrument of advertisement. It's an instrument that unveils a product. And the product is the kingdom of God. The product is Christ. It's an instrument of attraction. So, just in case you start a ministry in Francistown, and you are hoping that the entire district will hear your voice. Now, which is a noble expectation. Are you there? I'm seeing the pastor from Francistown. He's interested now. Interested in mine. It's a noble expectation. See, this your expectation will come to pass, not because you print handbills and advertisement materials every week, as good as that is, this powerful way of getting people's attention, but it's a natural way of getting people's attention. So many more people can despise your handbills. You do stuff on Facebook and you push it out, say, yes, we're having a miracle arena encounter. Even that's good. But you see, there is a standard method of advertisement in the kingdom of God. And that method of advertisement is power. Is what? One of the most difficult places on earth to get people's attention is the United Kingdom. Are you with me? The UK. To get people's attention to come to church. You know why? Because they pay people on the hour. Alright? So, if you work for 2 hours, you'll be paid for 2 hours. If you can afford to work longer, you'll be paid more. So, time is equal to money in those kind of civilizations. So, when you are inviting someone to church, you will need something more than a handbill to achieve such an invitation. Are you there? Alright, so we came to the UK. We set up a meeting. We did our bit in advertising. And then a few people came. So I knew that if we're going to sustain that activity, we needed advertisement. Serious advertisement. So I prayed my life out before I came to the place. And then the Holy Spirit now gave me a vision. He gave me a vision of someone that had a kidney problem and that the person was going for operation. So, I spotted the person. And I began to pray for the person. Then I saw a screen and I saw how God did not heal the kidney. God changed it. Wait. God did what? He changed it. And so the guy now went for his surgery and they did, you know, they had to do a preliminary test to ascertain the condition as at that day so that it will inform the procedure and the approach that is adopted. And while they carried out the test, they found out that there was nothing wrong with the kidney. The kidneys were brand new. No. And they, you know, those doctors don't believe in God, so they tested again. Because if you see his file, you will see his medical history, you know, the things, the suggestions, the drugs, management pathway, and then ultimately surgery as the prescription, and then now. So they've been working on that stuff for so long. Then you now come on the day of surgery. The kidneys are new. They were compelled to write a report, even though they were not happy. But they wrote a report and said, well, in a way we cannot understand, the kidneys healed itself. Are you with me? So they brought the medical report from the hospital. Then we now read it out. This is the medical report of the healing of the kidney. Guess what happened next? The people that work for money in the United Kingdom, they were all there. Everywhere, the whole place was filled up. And then we'll come again for another session. We'll do teaching, and then blind eyes will open. Today, we don't even need a handbill. All we need in the UK is to set up, do a flyer on Facebook and push it out. And once, my brother, ministry will be easier if we have the apparatus. It is called power. That's the instrument of advertisement in the kingdom of God. And it is God's good pleasure that every son and daughter of his will be in custody of that utensil so that you can begin to influence your own space and establish the name and the influence of God within your corridor. If you are still with me, say amen. So Jesus was operating as a law enforcement agent, and he was able to explain the judicial situation, how that it was an abomination, a taboo for a daughter of Abraham to be bound for 18 years unattended. He came there to reverse the illegality and to restore the position of God's credibility and God's intention on the life of the woman. Now, are you seeing the difference? Now, we don't... don't worry. We'll do the practicals and then you will get what I'm talking about. Yes, number three. On the power side, power is the principle by which God conquers. Power is the principle by which God conquers. And you see evidence of that in the book of Psalms 66, verse 3. In Psalms 66, verse 3. Psalms 66, verse number 3. Say unto God, how terrible art thou in thy works. Through the greatness of thy power, thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. So, it is through power that God conquers. So, if there is a neighborhood, a location, what is the most notorious location in Botswana in terms of diabolical activity? Is it? You don't know again. You don't know this one again. All right, so the noble woman that has been responsible for taking us around, I want your own opinion. What's the most notorious location in this nation in terms of diabolical activity? So at least you have an idea. Huh? Even though they are so, and my noble hostess is not speaking loud enough for me to hear. What? Come, quickly. So, she wants to give us an idea. Bubiwa. Okay, so, there's the Bubiwa. Now, are you with me? The Bible says, through the greatness of thy power, thy enemies submit themselves unto thee. Indicative of the fact that if God wants to conquer a place, if he wants to conquer Bubiwa, what he will do is that he will send a power signal. I went to a community, a very rural community, and I believe it's even more rural than Bubiwa. Right? In this community, it is the shrine that gives children names. So when a child is born, the parents will take the child to the spirit that is in the shrine. They will consult, they will dance, they will pour some blood on the altar and plead with the spirit, and then the spirit will now give the child a name. As at the time we got to that community, the spirit had not spoken for 6 years. So all the children that were 6 years and under were nameless. If you want to call them, say... So that's more terrible than Bubiwa. Because in Bubiwa, children have names. Where we went, 6 years and under, there was no name. So that was how primitive the people were. And they were steeped in darkness. And when we began to preach the gospel, most of them were bound. The spirit that they were serving had afflicted the people. So when we began to preach, miracles began to take place. The people. In fact, there was a woman that couldn't eat for 27 years. Yes. Because if you give her food to eat, she would throw up. So it's the leftovers of the throwing up. What did not come out is what her body will function with. And she throws up, and she's been throwing up for 27 years. In fact, that was the reason why we even went to the village in the first place. Because they brought her from the village into the metropolis and brought her to us. And the husband was expecting to come take her dead body from us. So I was doing my Bible study the way I'm doing it now. And normally, I don't like a stage that is so far from the people that I teach like this one. So I will be close to the people. So as I'm teaching, I'm touching some people. Not consciously. Do you understand that? So I was teaching and I touched her. And I left. And then she said, "Aah!" Unknown to me, the spirit that was responsible for the affliction, when she shouted, the spirit came out of the mouth. Then she became hungry. Then we had, okay, oh, you don't know our kind of food. Our food in West Africa is heavy, heavy food. Do you people know yam? Do you know yam here? Okay. So do you know pounded yam? You know pounded yam? So she now ate pounded yam. Instead of throwing up, she went to sleep. She fell asleep. And woke up again more hungry. Then we gave her more pounded yam. And even more pounded yam. So when we saw that she was restored, we brought her to the prayer room, led her to Christ. She confessed Jesus. Put our hands on her. She began to speak in tongues. And told her that this devil will come back. So we need to train you on how to fight. So we took her through night vigil for three nights. Until her tongue, the tongues, the real one, came out. You know that first one that comes out? It's like a leakage. The first... So we held her for 3 nights until the original one from the belly now came out. There's a way that one sounds. Ah, it means she has struck water in the borehole. So after 3 nights of serious prayers, her husband came the next day hoping to take her dead body for burial. And when her husband came, she went and hugged him. The man was confused. We brought him again, led him to Christ. Because they are idol worshippers. They don't know Jesus. Led him to Christ, he submitted. Prayed for him, he began to speak in tongues. We detained him again for 3 days so that he can exercise his spirit. Exercise his spirit. So when they finished exercising their spirit, they were charged. Then we released them to go to their village and destroy devils. We taught them how to cast out devils, how to destroy devils, how to do this. And released them. And then they went there and began to cast out devils. Their induction was just for 3 days. 3 days. They are illiterate. So you speak to them using a translator. Alright? They went back to the village, prayed for the sick. The sick guys were healed. They started casting out devils. You know what? After 14 days, they had gathered 200 members. And they called us and said, they don't know what to preach from the Bible. They don't even know the Bible. That we should send a pastor to them. So I said, I'm going myself. They said, hey, you are coming? So when I came there, in fact, you know those places that the Bible calls the ends of the earth? Huh? And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. And you shall be witnesses unto me both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria. And unto, I saw one of those places. The world had ended there. From there is no other place to go. It was the edge of the earth. Jesus Christ, I saw human beings. In fact, when I came, the women laid on the ground and said I should step on them. And so me too, I came and laid down. Now let all of us be here. So they then stood up. And they were surprised that me too, I could lie down. That no, we are not here as governors, as rulers. We came to serve the community. So we now went for a service, and after that service, deliverance began. People began to vomit the things that the Spirit had given them. We were there from morning till evening. Deaf ears began to hear. Blind eyes began to see. In fact, the priest of the shrine escaped. He ran away. So we went to the shrine and closed it and told the spirit there that you are no longer have jurisdiction over these people. You are exempted. So they now said, okay, now that I've closed the shrine, how would they get names for their children? So I now said they should line up all the nameless children. We began to give them names from morning till evening. From morning till evening. He said, through the greatness of thy power, thy enemies, they submit themselves to thee. Now I tell you something today. You know, you may not be aware, but you have an enemy. It is through power that enemy will submit. And I tell you, it's a very powerful experience when an enemy comes and says, we are sorry. We are sorry. I mean wicked people. People of darkness. They became aware of the fact that you are in custody of an instrument that can do damage to them and to their trade. And because they want to live longer, they had to come and say, okay, we are sorry. Please have mercy on us. hallelujah. It means that power has gone down. So we named children from morning till evening. There was another community we wanted to enter, and they vowed that if we cross their border, they will kill us. That community, the symbol of their god is the python, because that's the ground for divination. If you wanted to consult, they had some ladies. They were like 9 ladies, virgin ladies that have never met a man before. So they bring those ladies before the altar, and they begin to play a certain song and begin to sing. They play the song for like 35 minutes, and after 35 minutes, the spirits will come and possess those ladies. And when the spirits possess those ladies, they will fall and begin to convulse. And foam will be coming out of their mouths. And then they will begin to prophesy. So those utterances that come from their lips are documented. And the instructions that come out are followed to the letter. So that's how that community is governed, by the power of the spirit of divination. You know, most of you have not gone on missions. That's why you don't know what it means to take the gospel to a people that have never heard the gospel. We are used to this city church where we put our red ties and say, hallelujah, amen. And the Sangomas are there, still prospering in their trade, side by side, the light we claim to have. And when that light is devoid of power, Satan rests in the land. The only way Africa will experience a new story is when the sons of Zion become equipped with the utensils of the kingdom of God and begin to exercise their spirit. They vow to us that if we cross into their border, they will kill us. And they had weapons, they had knives, they had spears. So we now called one of them. Because that one loved us. He liked the way we were. We called him. So we took him to the city. And we trained him. And taught him the gospel. Taught him about power. And sent him back to the village. When he got to the village, because we are you with me? So I teach people how to cast out devils. It's a lecture. And I also teach people how to raise the dead. Because in casting out devils, you ask the spirit to leave. And in raising the dead, you ask the spirit to come. Right? If you have the authority to cast out the devil, then you have what it takes to raise the dead. So after educating this young man, the young man now went back to that place. In fact, their city gate is forged in the likeness of a python, which is a sign of the spirit of divination that is in their locality and in their civilization. The guy now went back, and upon coming back, somebody died in the village. And burials are very, very, very high occasions in such villages. So we now went to where the dead person was, and he practiced what he was taught. Prayed. And the person came back to life. So when the person came back to life, he said, the dead coming. Four days later, someone else died. They called him again. He prayed for that one. The person came back to life. 2 days later, a little child died. They called him again. He prayed for that one. The person came back to life. Three people in a short space of time. That was how those people repented. And then we could now go to that village. And they were no longer willing to kill us. Because he told them that those people you rejected, that you threatened to kill, are the ones that trained me. They trained you. Call them. Call them. Through the greatness of the app, we have seen things on the field that I cannot tell you, because most of you will not believe. We have seen the willingness of God to wield the scepter of power. The kind of power we see in the metropolis, in city centers like Gaborone, is nothing compared to what we see in the heart of darkness. Some of those tales, if I share with you, you will not believe. And that's why I believe that there's nothing left on earth for me to fear. There's nothing left. Because I've seen darkness and I saw it run away from light. Through the greatness of thy power, thine enemies submit themselves unto thee. And someone is going to leave this place and your enemies will submit to you. So power is the utensil by which God conquers. Even the day you gave your life to Christ, it was the power of God that was responsible for the conviction that you felt. Because if God wants to conquer, He conquers with power. The day He conquered you and made you bow down in repentance at the cross, it was power that was looking for a way of entrance. Are you there? Even though God conquers by power. Next, on the authority side, He rules by authority. He conquers by power. But He does what? He rules by authority. He rules by authority. So the day you give your life to Christ, you have come under the government of God. And then God begins to rule you over your heart. It is your yieldedness to the authority of God over your heart that determines how useful you become in the hands of God. Are you there? You know, once upon a time, some people, you know, I just restored my wedding ring. Is it last year? I restored this wedding ring last year. Because so many people said I was using, my wedding ring was an occultic ring that I got from somewhere to do miracles. So I stopped wearing my wedding ring for so many years. Right? So that it will be on record that there is nothing linked to any ring that is responsible for anything. I just restored it on last year. I think in November. Was it November? No, I don't know. Well, last year. Now, when you give your life to Christ, like I was trying to explain yesterday that was so difficult for you to comprehend, you have entered into a realm of God's authority. You see, you became born again by faith. In Jesus Christ. You remain born again by obedience to Jesus Christ. Obedience is a proof that you are under the authority of God. If you are not obedient to God, God can never be powerful in your vessel. So someone that lives in sin and lives in rebellion can never find a handle of the blessings that are in the kingdom of God. Part of the reasons why God will equip you is because you are obedient to Him. Many people said so many things about me, and me too, I can say too. But the Lord restrained me from retaliating. He restrained me from becoming bitter about the people that spoke. Do you understand that? It's difficult to obey His voice. It's difficult. So I will go back to Him and ask Him for grace, and He will now give me the grace to obey Him. And God saw that I had a heart to obey Him. Even though it was not easy, but I had a heart to obey Him. Are you struggling with anything that God has commanded you to do? Go back to Him and ask Him for grace. You want to live a holy life beyond impurities and contaminations of immorality? You need to go to Him and ask Him for grace every single day. That if you don't make grace available, I cannot live this life. I am depending on You to supply what it takes for me to walk in obedience. When God begins to see that you have a heart to walk in obedience, He begins to open several dimensions of the kingdom of God to you. Because it means that you have allowed Him to rule over your heart. Authority is the principle by which God rules, but power is the principle by which God conquers. You get that? If you allow Him rule over your heart, then He will now begin to show you the secrets that are captured in the kingdom of heaven. Are you there? So many people will come and fight you. And if it's left to your flesh, you have what it takes to fight back. And then he will tell you, that's not my way.
What? Know your way? See what they are doing.
Then he will now speak to you and say, stand still. And you will see the salvation of God for the Egyptians that you see today.
You shall see them no more.
And as you begin to hear his voice, and you begin to see that his voice is faithful, when you obey him, you see that what he told you will come to pass. Then you are more willing to obey him the more. Right? And the more. And yet the more. Because I was in the oil industry. I was making a lot of money. A lot of money. And I mean a lot of money. And I was to be promoted to become a manager. I finished all the senior roles. And I was coming to become a manager with a big table, very big table. If you come to my, I just say, hallelujah. You know that kind of thing. It was just 2 weeks for me to write the exams that would qualify me to become a manager. And in terms of exams, I will pass. Then the great one now comes to me. Say, tender your resignation. It's time for me to take you to the nations of the world to proclaim my kingdom. What? 2 weeks? Won't you like it to go on record that you have a subject that is a manager? Don't you want that kind of name that one of your sons is a manager? Does it not impress you? He said, tender what? Your resignation. And if I was to be a manager, oh my God, the money, you can't imagine the money. I had to tender my resignation. And I walked away. My manager called me and said, are you sure of this? A great monarch. He spoke to me. Are you sure he spoke? And he spoke to me. I'm going to sign. I said, sign. So he signed. And that's how I walked away. And when I walked away, a door opened, a door of grace. The authority that I had in the spirit, it increased. Oh, Jesus. So because you allow him to rule over you, he will allow you to walk in his authority. If you don't allow him to rule over you, and you are living in rebellion to his ways and his word, you become exposed to the authority of the kingdom of darkness that you are subscribing to. And that's why it is possible for a believer to become demonized, not possessed. Because I told you that your spirit is a one-bedroom accommodation. And only one entity can be in that space. But your soul is a vast island. Your body is a vast island, and many demons can hang in those territories. So it is possible for a believer to be demonized. And demons, you're having demonic experiences. Entities are coming to have sex with you in your dreams and all that stuff. Are you there? It is possible. It is possible because that believer is not yet maximally obedient to God. That's why the devil can stay. The day you begin to grow in obedience, as you grow in obedience, you will discover that the devil will have little, less space to exert his influence. You grow more in obedience, less space. You grow more in obedience, and then you will discover there's no space left for the devil. What makes you free, absolutely free from demonic influence, is your level of subscription to the principle of obedience. Adam modeled the example of rebellion, and Jesus modeled the example of obedience. And it happens to be that we are operating after the example of Jesus, that the way of the kingdom is the way of obedience to our Father, which is in heaven. So the last time you obeyed God was the last time you heard God clearly. Your hearing God will begin to minimize as you begin to rebel against either the word of God as it is written in the scriptures or the voice of God as it is conveyed to your heart by the Holy Spirit. As you grow in your obedience, His influence over your life increases, and what He can do to you also, what? Exactly. So power, God conquers with it. Authority, God rules with it. So the question I want to ask you here today is, do you have a king? Is Jehovah your king? Is it true? That is the one that is responsible for the decisions that you took in the past last 5 years, the businesses you entered into. He was the one that approved it. He was the one that suggested it. The people that are your friends now, He was the one that brought that impression upon your heart, and you just obeyed and aligned. If your life is not a product of His words, His voice, are you there? It means that you are still at home with operating by the resources of the flesh. And your life is not yet reflective of God's dream for you. Yes, so you are a departure from your original ordination because you have not yet fully subscribed to the principle of obedience and alignment. So who is responsible for this you today? The decisions you have taken, the friends you keep, the places you go to. Who is responsible? Your wisdom. As long as it is your wisdom, you will see little or nothing of God in your ecosystem. But if it's God that is responsible for the choices you have made, are you there? For the people you align with, for the life that you live, it is God that is responsible. You are going to see God every day and everywhere around your life. Can you give me a scripture? The book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 32. Now, is it possible for me to be preaching from down here in the evening? Does this throne is too far away from my audience? And you know, I told you that I like to labor in teaching so that everyone can upgrade. When I'm teaching and I'm too far away, just exalted like this, no, from the people I'm engaging, it's a problem to me. Who's there in the book of Acts chapter 5 verse 32? You help me with the reading. Someone in the congregation. Yes? Acts chapter 5 verse 32.
And we are his wilderness to these things.
No, we are his witnesses.
Sorry, we are his witnesses to these things. And also...
Uh-huh. Go on.
And so is the Holy Spirit whom God has given to those who obey him.
You see, you read the Bible like a novel. And you stripped it of all the life that it's supposed to carry. When you want to read the Bible, calm down. Just relax. Then you start by saying, we are witnesses of these things. And so also is the Holy Ghost whom God has given unto them that obey him. What I want to draw your attention to is that there's a dimension of the Holy Spirit that you will never experience until you begin your journey on the path of obedience. Thank you, Mom. There are dimensions of God. There are measures of the Holy Ghost that you will never, never know exist at all until you decide to walk the path of obedience to God. That is the example that Jesus modeled. The example of what? of obedience to God. Because the Bible will not condone hatred. Even if you do something to me that will trigger hatred, I will take that hatred to God. So, you know, if you leave me now, I'll use a machete and cut that man's head. But you say we shouldn't use machete, we shouldn't cut people's head. So help me with what it takes to love him. I know most of you, when you go to God, you don't tell him the way you feel it. You come there as a gentleman and you hide. Meanwhile, when Jesus rose from the dead, he showed his disciples his hands where he was pierced. But you hide, you go into his presence and say, thank you. Meanwhile, there's hatred, there's darkness inside of them. So I go to him and tell him, if you let me, I will destroy that man. Oh, are you there? But since you say we should not destroy him, can you make grace available so that this burden of bitterness can be lifted? And I will labor here for days until grace is released. And the way the devil is expecting me to operate in the circumstance is different from how I will operate, because I have found what? Grace to obey. If obedience is not a focus for you, you will never labor in the presence of God, in the place of prayer, to find grace to obey. And it's only such that have found grace to obey that the Bible says will be admitted into dimensions of the Holy Spirit. There are dimensions of God that are only reserved for those that obey, because authority is the principle by which God governs. The more the influence of his government on your life, the more you become a carrier of the dimensions of his reality. You can see a dead body and speak to it, and the spirit will be released from heaven because your authority is acknowledged there. Yeah. Released from heaven. Released from heaven. People come to do you harm, and then robbers with guns trying to break into your house. Then you tell them your name and ask them if they are ready for you. And then the people that have weapons will run away. This is my name. The person you are dealing with is so-so and so. Are you ready? Are you? There are dimensions of God. But if you are empty of God and you try that, we will need to look for you in the mortuary. I say, which one? Because he doesn't have access into those dimensions. People come to you and point you and say, you will see. And the moment they leave your place and go back, they become crippled. And they send people to you begging, we are repenting. I was preaching the gospel in one of the Islamic places in Nigeria, and just preaching. And somebody in the congregation insulted me in her heart, and she became dumb instantly, could no longer speak. The prayer point changed. The people that invited me said, please. I said, I don't know anything about her misfortune. Not aware of it. Huh? It was when they brought her that I even knew that there was something. I was doing my own business. I wanted to leave, they begged. They went on the ground. And the show was, you know, Muslims saw it. Muslims saw the miracles. Are you there? So they also saw how she became dumb. I wanted to leave, they wouldn't want me to leave. Then I now said, okay, let me just, and I spoke to my father. I spoke to him in 15 minutes. Said, okay. Then I touched and she started talking. If you see God move, you will fear him. But the point is, our desire is that he moves through you. But the price you need to pay is the price of obedience, which is a proof that you have accepted his government. Power is the principle by which God conquers. But authority is the principle by which God rules. So the Bible calls the Lord the governor among the nations. The Bible calls the Lord the king, because his preoccupation is that he rules. Will you allow him rule over you? Will you quit the way of iniquity and trust him for grace to live a holy life? So that the people that used to patronize sexually, when they come to access you, say, no, I have a ruler. The ruler has taken over my space. I'm no longer available for sin. Yeah. My king is in charge of my estate as I speak. Satan will try to bring you back into sin. Satan will try to make you conducive in the area of sin, to just relax in it. And if you do, it means you have no king. But if the Lord is your king, the proof is your obedience to his counsel. Walk away from that place of darkness. Walk away from that altar of sin. Refuse to service that altar of sin. And ask him for grace, for capacity to live holy and to walk with him all the days of your life. If you are still with me, say amen. Power is God's weapon against the enemy. Power is God's weapon against the enemy. And authority is God's method of authenticating a minister. Authority is God's method of authenticating a minister. Mark chapter 11, verse 28 and 29. Mark 11, 28 and 29. After this, we will move into the practical. And say unto him, by what authority doest thou these things? And who gave thee this authority to do these things? And Jesus answered and said unto them, I will also ask of you one question, and answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. They were questioning Jesus and asking him the source of his authority to do the mighty works that he performs. See, God's way of authenticating you as a minister of the gospel is by giving you authority. The Bible says Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God by miracles and signs. The authority that you carry is a proof of God's approval. Because authority doesn't just come, it is relationship based. It means that you have a functional bedroom chamber intimacy with God. Are you there? Now, so this is the matter. The reason why a lot of us are powerless is because we have abandoned the protocol of spiritual exercises. The reason why most of us lack authority is because we are no longer involved in the business of obeying God. So this is my... Oh, this is the way down. This is the theory for the morning. Now, let me explain how things work. Are you there? Please, in the evening, bring the pulpit down so that I can be close to the people I'm teaching. Power. Are you there? How does power work? Because a lot of people have come to me and say, okay, how do we release power? If there is power in your spirit, how do you release it? There are two things you need to know about power. This is a practical class, so I need to tell you how to walk in power, how to walk in the anointing, and demonstrate it for you to see that what I'm saying is true. And the reason for which I'm demonstrating it is not to show you that I'm such a great man of God, but to show you what you need to do in order for you to begin to operate in it. Exactly. Because I want every one of us to function in power, to move in grace. So this lecture now I want to give you is the practical side of the lecture. We'll finish the theory side. There are some things you need to know about the practicalities of the workings of spiritual things. I want to tell you and demonstrate it to you. Is that okay? The power of God, it flies on the wings of revelation. I will explain that. The power of God flies on the wings of what? Revelation. So if you are in the place of prayer and you are laboring, praying, you have, as a pastor, you have a meeting in the evening and you begin to pray from the morning, begin to pray from the morning, begin to pray from the morning, and then the Lord now speaks to you. Okay? Maybe what he tells you is that I will cause the light to shine into the dark place. That's an insight that came from God. And then you come to your congregation with that insight from God. I will cause the light to shine where? In the dark place. You meditate on that and say, light to shine in the dark place. What does that mean? Then you begin to meditate on it, and then the Holy Spirit will break it down. The fact that you heard God doesn't mean you understand God. You will need to meditate on that which you heard in order for the Holy Spirit to apply it in the context of your circumstances and situation. So when you know the actual application, maybe the actual application that you got after your meditation was that God was going to break the chains of people that have entanglements and manipulations and all of that. So you come and do your teaching, finish doing your teaching, and then you ask God to do the things he told you he would do. Then he will begin, power will begin to move. Power only goes in the direction of what God has said. Power only goes in the direction of God's will, God's word, God's voice. So if you cannot hear God's voice, you cannot operate in power. That's right. So I need to also teach you how to pick God's voice. Are you still with me? I need to teach you how to pick God's voice. So if you want to pick God's voice, forget about your trouble, about your financial lack, about, just forget about it, and zero in your heart to God. Can you achieve that? Is it possible? All right, so we're going to practice it. Forget about your trouble, forget about your struggle, forget about your problems. Just zero in your heart to God. When you zero in your heart to God, and you begin to pray in tongues. As you pray in tongues, expect a feedback. Is that too difficult? So let's try it. Forget about your neighbor. Some of you are sitting with your wives and tell your wife, I'm alone here. Can you achieve that? Forget about that neighbor. Now, as we pray now, when I pick something, I will ask you to stop praying. Okay? Then you will see how long it takes to hear God. Anybody with a stopwatch here? Do you have a stopwatch? You do? On your phone? Okay, click it. Go. Have you clicked it? Let us know when you have clicked it so that we want to time this session. You've clicked it? All right. Let us pray. Forget about your neighbor. Just connect to God. Just connect. And then speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. Speak in the Spirit. Speak in the Spirit. I so see. Raso sataminale. Imbrokosketa miso salabande. Aiso salibrosketo bila. Maso siko bresko fandele. Jaminaito kapara. Jaminaito selimonda. Brakaduske sasenaita kompeli. Ambrakase sura aparate skupelamina jande. Buraske tembo sekolami. Jaminoli bresko fita kande babudia habata. In the name of Jesus. We have not started, but the power is. See, we have not started, but the power is already leaking out. See, are you with me? It's already leaking out. Now, see this sister. We have not started, but see this sister. See her. Are you feeling? We have not started. We have not started, but see this one. I want to take you somewhere in the Spirit. Alright? Are you with me? You want to come? Alright, sir. The man that is timing for me. How many minutes? 35 seconds. So it took us 35 seconds to hit. Don't clap. No. You don't. Calm down. It took us 35 seconds to hit. Alright? Then after 35 seconds, we have entered into where power is. Are you following? Alright. So what I picked in the presence of God was that there is somebody present here. This person is an evangelist. And God brought the person here to begin to empower the person. Father, that evangelist that is here that you want to empower, put your hand on that evangelist. Put your hand on that evangelist. Can you see? Are you following the lecture? Stay with me. Are you with me? You see, you are already distracted. Your spirit is not heavy. Oh. Stay with me. This is part of the lecture. This is practical. Or you want me to stop? They are not concentrating. Say. Now, like I taught you, I said that power travels what? On the wings of a revelation. So what you need in order to operate in power is that you labor in God's presence to get God speak to you. Is that clear? Once God has spoken to you, you meditate on it and you understand the specific meaning. Then you can come to the congregation and ask God to do that thing He told you. Then power will. I think that's very easy. It's something everybody can do. And it takes 35 seconds to hit heaven. 35 seconds. 35 seconds. 35 seconds. See, Annie? He's still walking. He's still walking. He's still walking. Now I see an angel of the Lord. I will need to teach you about seeing in the spirit. So there's an angel of the Lord here. And the angel of the Lord has come with a gift. I can see the content of the gift. It's a deposit that will make somebody receive the ability to flow in prophetic dreams. So the anointing that will effect that which I speak will begin to come now. It 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 will begin. Okay, it's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's even stronger. It's even stronger. It's even stronger. Stay with me. Are you with me? Stay, just stay with me. Just stay with me. You can actually master spiritual things. Stay with me, stay with me. Are you with me? So you connect to heaven, get a feedback from heaven, and ask God to perform it. That's all. So when you get back to Francistown, I'm expecting a higher dimension of power. Power will be the instrument that will advertise your ministry in that time. Because you have a good heart, I want to pray that the Lord put some grace. Lord, put on his ministry an evident power dimension. Let his voice be heard. Let it be so evident that the land of Francistown will hear what God has put in your mouth. And let it be strong on them as they go back to take that territory for your name, in the name of Jesus. So this is number one. I hope you see, power is noisy, but it's serious. It's an explosive device. It can attract attention. Even if you want to pretend as if your attention has already been attracted. So that's how God advertises what he does, through power. If we move to your market now, I will just look for two people, pray for them, they'll be healed, and the whole market will gather. I don't need a public address system. Just locate a case and solve it. Let me tell you something. This is a testimony, okay? We were in Addis Ababa at the airport, and a woman obviously dressed like a Muslim started calling my name. I said, I looked at her, I said, no. She called my name, I pretended, until she came and touched me. I said, oh, you're welcome. She said she's Muslim. I said, I can see that. You are very Muslim. But she now whispered into my ear, but I listen to your message. How does that? I started listening recently. And what you say is true. You know that it's truth again. So give me your number. Even people that don't believe in God know the truth. There is somebody in this auditorium, you have a hearing problem on one of your ears. A hearing problem on one of your ears. Stand on your feet. You have a hearing problem on one of your ears. Now, I want to demonstrate authority. This is power. So what I want to do now is to demonstrate authority. Are you still with me in the lecture? Stay with me. This is a practical lecture. This is not ministration. This is lecture. It's practical. Now, this is what we're going to do. No, I didn't ask you to come out. Stay on your seat. If you come out now, they will say you came out. No. Just stay on your seat. Follow the instructions. You don't need to move. Now, you and you, can you leave this corridor? Go somewhere else. Stand up. Don't sit down. Just stand up. So which of the ears do you have a problem with? Both of them. Ah. Okay, come. Let me explain to us your condition. Are you following my lecture? You like the lecture? So what's your problem?
I can't hear well when somebody speaks.
Okay, so sit down on your seat. Sorry, stand by your seat. Okay? Let's get another. Okay. Yes? What's your condition? Which of the ears?
The left ear.
Ask the other brother, which of the ears? Oh, you're an usher? Okay. Yes, ask the other mommy by the side.
The left one.
Okay, and mom? The right.
On my right. The one. Always
okay, she cannot. Okay. Now listen, are you still with me in the lecture? Alright. So this is what you will do. You take a finger based on which of the ears we are dealing with. If it's this ear, this one, take this. You put it in and then you close it. If it's this one, you take this, you put it in and cover it completely. If it's both of them, you, like this, cover completely. Have you done that all around, all of you? Okay. Oh, you have a hearing aid? Okay, that makes it better. Just remove the hearing aid. Remove the hearing aid and take this finger, put it in the ear. Okay, you come, come. Okay. Come. Remove the aid. Then take this finger, put it there. Are you following me? You're following me? All right, so I want to go to heaven again. I want to go to heaven now. It takes 35 seconds. You still remember that? And so we'll go to heaven for 35 seconds. Then we'll come back. Then I'll minister to them. Can we do that? Just in tongues. Forget about your neighbor. Forget about everybody on your side. And then we're going to the heavens. We're going to Jesus. Bosteli compraschetama. Bosteli cobresco filamanzel. Yai compala supresca falamin seli. Gubantos ebromonde. Brisco falambo sahila. Raminanzo compreskaita compalul. Ombresketa buja andalabra kataiso santoria. Maguria babaratus, abraske tominatus, igabate kuskatelia, aberia skumbema. Thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. So, now, authority is law enforcement. So, when Jesus was exercising authority, he spoke and he said, "Woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity." So this authority is communicated by the spoken word. Do you understand that? So what I'm going to do now is that I'm going to speak to the deafening spirit now, just like Jesus spoke to the infirmity. And when he displaced the infirmity, the woman... Do you understand that? Alright. Father, in the name of Jesus, I give you praise. I thank you for your authority. Now I arrest every deafening spirit. Deafening spirits, be bound. Deafening spirits, be bound. Deafening spirits, be bound. And come out of the ears in the name of Jesus Christ. I break your yoke and I command you to depart from the ears, even this morning, in the name of Jesus. I break the yoke. I break the yoke. Go from them in the name of Jesus. Now I speak to the ears. Ear. 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 Here, 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 in the name of Jesus. So remove your hands. Then block the ear that can hear now. Block the ear that can hear. Block it completely. Block the ear that can hear completely. Those of you that are around them, can you conduct a test? Oh yeah? If you are around them, conduct a test. And if they can hear, you let me know. Conduct a test. Please, conduct a test. She can hear. Mommy can hear. Come. Mommy, come. She can hear. Come. She can hear without the hearing aid. Come. Are you following me? Is this simple? You can do it. In fact, I came here to make you do it. That's why I'm here. Whenever I come again, we'll teach you how to cast devils and how to raise the dead. Oh. You'll be amazed. You know, some of you don't believe that the dead can rise. Because you don't believe that the dead can rise, I will ask God to anoint someone here with the anointing to raise. So he will show me a sign, and the sign he will show me is that the anointing will come on two people. Lord, if you are willing to begin to raise the dead in this season, let the anointing come on two people. That's one. Two. He has already answered. Three. In this season, he wants to raise the dead. Put your hands down. Continue in the lecture. Follow me in the lecture. Are you with me? Follow me in the lecture. Where's the other usher with? All right, so you will interview them and, or you allow them to speak a little. Good. Let's start with Mama. This is my Mama. Yes, so find out for Mama.
I can speak.
Please listen to Mama.
And I can hear what is the people are.
Oh my God. Mama, I want to hear your voice.
She couldn't hear in her right ear.
She couldn't hear in her right ear.
But right now she's healed. She
can hear now with the right ear. Can you put your hands together for Jesus? I want to bless you. You want me to bless you? Lord, look upon Mommy with mercy. Cause your face to shine upon her in the name of Jesus. God bless you.
Thank
you. Yeah, you can go back to your seat. Now, just so that, let me see the aid. Just so that you know that we are not playing games. A time came in Africa. Our brothers started arranging miracles. And so many people now began to disbelieve the way of Jesus because of a few false guys that came on the scene. I apologize to you on the behalf of all those guys. But I came to tell you that Jesus is still in the business of healing the sick. And the reason why the false guys began to thrive is because you, all of you and me, we refuse to rise. So now that we are rising, it means the day of falsehood has come to an end. And we are going to take the fire to all the parts of Southern Africa. Botswana, Zimbabwe, Lesotho, Namibia, Swaziland. We are going everywhere with the fire. Faceless people, nameless people, doing the works of Jesus on the continent of Africa. This is a hearing aid. I don't know how long she's been using it. She'll talk to her. So how long have you been using this?
It's so many years.
For so many years, she's been using this. So what happened to you? Meanwhile, what's your name?
My name is Tifo Fatu.
All right. So, what happened? Did you feel anything while I prayed in the ear?
When you were praying, my head was aching. Even now,
when,
my head.
When I was praying, her head was aching. Then, when she took her hand out, what happened?
When I took it out, the head was aching so much, but I could hear my brother.
She could hear the moment she took her hand out of the ear. Now, according to the lecture, this is authority. I use authority to do this. Notice she did not fall. She wasn't shouting. It's not noisy. It is judicial. You get it? So the pastor from Francistown, you know what? I want to challenge you. When you go back, take a fast for 3 days. 6 to 6, 6 to 6. Pray for at least 4 hours every day. Organize a healing meeting. I know you are a good preacher. I can see that. So preach those your good messages. After preaching, ask the people to put their hands where the sickness is. And for death, do this same thing. Then resist the spirit. And see what happens. Then you give me a feedback. Yes, I'm coming to you because my elder brother here say he preached for you. So that means you are a good man. So you began to feel headaches. And then you noticed you could hear.
Yes, when you speak to me.
So these are not made up, as you know. These are real miracles from God. Now, I want us to, it seems the Lord wants to give her something. Can you stretch your hand in that direction and begin to pray in tongues? Just pray in tongues for 2 minutes. Was Elis of Ronde Bastaculato. Miramos Ketobri. I scombalabros kito barahasi. My salabronde bahalit. Orocos kiso santeli. Hand of the Lord rest upon you. Yes. So she has received it. In Jesus' name. Now someone used witchcraft to release an arrow into her. So we just, what, okay, the arrow is coming out now. It's coming out. Yeah, it's coming out, it's coming out. Thank you. Okay, you see, it has come out. Do you want us to send the arrow back to the person that sent it? Okay. As a law enforcement agent, I also have those powers. I can send it back. The person can be in the market and the person will fall down anywhere the person is. She's not a merciful woman. All right, no problem, no problem. I respect your heart of mercy. We are warriors.
Yes. Our mother here was diagnosed last year.
She was diagnosed last year.
So she was due for an appointment for the ear aids.
She was due for an appointment for ear aids.
So as we were praying, she could hear clearly.
As I began to pray, she began to hear clearly. In her case, the hearing issue was on both ears. Now both ears can hear. So both ears can hear. Lord, we give you all the glory for these wonders. In Jesus' name. Yes, Mom, you can sit down.
For our sister here, her left ear.
Her left ear.
It appeared as if there is a vacuum.
There's a vacuum.
Yeah. So when you were praying for her, now that vacuum is normal.
That vacuum has been filled up. So you see, this in this case, the healing is not yet complete. So when you put your hand on the person, in cases where the healing is not complete, it will continue. Yeah, he's almost done now. Yeah, okay, she's healed now. She's healed now. Yes?
For our mother here, she says since 2015.
Since 2015.
She couldn't hear.
She couldn't hear.
And she had a problem with the left eye.
And the problem also with the left eye.
Yes. So when you were praying for her, right now she could hear.
She can hear now.
Yes.
What about the left eye? You can't see with it.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you know the gift of walking of miracles? Have you heard of it before? You have not. Botswana, have you heard of the gift of walking of miracles? Okay, that's better. So, can you take her out and use this to wash her eyes? Okay. Yes?
So our father here is saying since 2018.
2018.
He had a head injury and it resulted in the left
head injury, and it resulted in
the left ear unable to hear.
The left ear became unable to hear because of the head injury.
But right now he could hear.
He can hear now from that ear. Father, take all the glory for this miracle. In the name of Jesus. It is permanent. Now, do you see how? It's easy. You can do it. Not you can, you will do it. Come, come. You will do it. And I ask, oh God, that you look upon him with mercy. I present him to you in the heavens. Let grace. Yes, heaven has accepted. You will walk in grace. You walk in miracles. You will do signs for Jesus. And your voice will be heard. Yes?
Yeah, as for him, he's saying, as a result of the sinuses.
Okay, as a result of sinuses.
His ear blocked.
The ear got blocked.
So for 4 months it has been blocked.
4 months blocked.
But right now he can hear.
Now it is unblocked. So you see, the healing is not complete yet. That's why this is happening. Sinuses and everything related to it. Dissolve. Yeah, it's done. It's done. Come on. Yes?
For her, she's saying since birth.
Since birth?
It was faint on her left ear.
It was faint on her left ear since birth.
But today she can hear
it. Today it is restored fully. Since birth. Since birth. Do you realize how many people that are out there that are waiting for you? So since birth, she was waiting for me. So I want to ask the Lord to bless you. But this is my blessing. The condition is that you must walk in holiness. No immorality. Holiness. Huh? Look upon your handmaid with mercy. Let your hand rest upon her. Thank you for this miracle. take all the glory. In Jesus' name. Celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus.
The right ear blocked.
Right ear blocked.
So he couldn't hear. But today,
couldn't hear.
He can hear us clearly.
He can hear us very clearly on the right ear. Can we celebrate the Lord? Thank you, Lord. See, his healing is permanent. It's perfected. All right? There are many more people on the streets waiting for you. Oh! That one is a vision. I don't have time to explain it. Ooh, 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 ooh. Yeah, Theophilus, just do your thing. I want us to go somewhere. There's a place in the spirit. I want us to go. Yeah. We are going somewhere. Want to bring heaven here. Want to bring heaven here in this place. Want to bring heaven into the place.
Thank you. I will not be silent. I will.
person, let's hear. I will not be silent. Come on, declare it. Let it come from your heart. Let the heavens hear you. As long as I am breathing, I will declare it. As long as I am breathing, as long as I am breathing, I am breathing. I will always, always worship. I love you, Lord. Lord, I love you. Forever, I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever, Lord. I love you forever. I love you forever, Lord. I'll serve you forever. Lord, I serve you forever. I'll serve you forever. Lord, I'll follow forever. Lord, I'll follow forever. I'll follow forever. Lord, I worship forever. I worship forever.
I'll praise you forever. I'll praise you. Africa, give God the biggest praise. Oh no, oh no. Come on, Southern Africa. Come on, Southern Africa. Come on. Come on, Southern Africa. Come on, Southern Africa.